Blog Talk Radio.
Isaiah 9:6-7. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Luke 2:11-14. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord, and this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth goodwill. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 1:14. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and full of truth. Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Lord, I just want to thank you, Lord, for just being able to worship you during this holiday season, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for all of those, you know, who are even with their families celebrating during this time where we're off from our jobs and just being able to spend time together with family and friends, Lord. Lord, I just want to lift up people before you, those who are maybe alone today, Lord, that, you know, during the Christmas season and the New Year season, that they are alone and that they have no one to eat with or fellowship with. But, Lord, I just pray, Lord, that you just give them a peace, oh God. Though they may feel alone, Lord, let your presence be with them, that they will not be lonely, Lord. Let them know that you are with them, O God. And then give them a joy in their heart, Lord, and maybe even let someone come and minister to them, that they won't be so, you know, sad during this time. Maybe they have experienced the death of a loved one at this time, Lord. And I just pray that you put a peace in their heart and in their minds and in their souls, Lord, that they will not be hurting, oh God, but that they would be at peace, Lord. Lord, I pray for even the military overseas, Lord Jesus, that have to be fighting in wars, Lord. I ask, oh God, that during this holiday season, Lord, that you lift them up, strengthen them, strengthen their minds, strengthen their bodies, God, Lord. Even though they are not able to spend time with their families, Lord, make a possibility that they would be able to even communicate with their family, whether over the internet or over the phone. But let them be able to speak to their loved ones, oh God, in Jesus' name. And even while if they aren't around their families, that they may be around friends, oh God, in their military barracks that they can fellowship with and have joyous times with and pray with and sing with, Lord, in Jesus' name. We just pray a special blessing upon our military right now, that you just protect them and keep them, watch over them, keep them from all hurt, harm, and danger, oh God. Lord, I ask, oh God, that you minister to them, minister to their hearts, minister to their minds right now in Jesus' name. A lot of them might be sad and going through, you know, just some hard times. And I ask that you just, you know, uplift them right now in Jesus' name. I pray for those who are in the prison system, Lord. You know, many of them may have, that have done some, you know, unruly things, Lord. But I pray right now, Lord, that you just change their hearts. Give them a mind to do right and to live right, oh God. Let them come to know you in a special way. Let them see your face, oh God. Let them, you know, come to know you, oh God. Come to know, you know, your glory and your peace, oh God. Let them come to know your love, oh God, and that you are a changer of men, that you are a changer of hearts, and only through you, oh God, that, you know, all things can be changed and all things only work through you, oh God. And Lord, just give them a mind to just worship you and to seek your face, oh God, and let them know that you are always by their side, oh God. Lord, give them even a heart of repentance, oh God. Lord, during this season and this hour, that they will come to know you in a special way, that their lives will be changed dramatically, oh God. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I just pray even for the children during the season that are off from schools. Protect them, keep them, you know, keep them with their families, oh God. Let them have a joyous time with their families, oh God. And Lord, fulfill all their little heart's desires, God, because the children wanted so many presents, oh God. And I just pray, oh God, that even in their presence, that give them a heart of thankfulness, oh God. And Lord, even as we go into the new year, Lord, I just pray, oh God, that you will just guide each and every person. Lord, give us, show us your way. Show us your purpose and your will for our lives, Lord. Lord, I even pray for the homeless right now, those who, you know, who don't have any family, oh God, or might be living on the streets, Lord. Maybe, you know, they were one paycheck away from poverty, and then that's what happened to them. Or maybe they were struck down with some illness. Lord, I pray, oh God, that you just make a way out of no way for them, oh God. Lord, open up doors for them, that they would begin to find jobs, oh God, find homes, oh God, be able to communicate with family maybe they have not spoken to in a long time, Lord. I just pray right now that you just bring families together, oh God, during this season, oh God. Help people to begin to look towards you, to seek your face, and to know that you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, oh God. And that is the reason why we celebrate this season, Lord. You know, to celebrate your name, Lord. And so we ask, oh God, that you just, you know, prick everybody's heart, prick their hearts, prick their minds, that they will come to know you, that they will come to know your love, that they will come to know your goodness and your mercy and your grace, God. And I just pray, oh God, for there is nothing and no one like you, oh God. Help us to see your glory and your magnificence, your omnipotence, your dominion, your power, Lord. Just help us to see your face, oh God, in this time and hour when there are so many, Lord, that are turning their backs on you, oh God. Help us to stay strong in your word, to stay strengthened in your word, to continually seek your face, God, in Jesus' name. And in all those places that I mentioned, Lord Jesus, begin to move among the military, begin to move in the prisons, houses and prison cells, begin to move amongst the homeless, begin to move amongst the different families, oh God, begin to show them who you are, begin to show them your glory, God, how you are working even in the midst, in this day and hour, how powerful and mighty you are. O King of kings and Lord of lords, omnipotent and precious Savior, Lord, let us just begin or just know your presence even now, even today, God. And we just bless your name and magnify your name. We worship your holy name, for you are mighty God, everlasting Father, wonderful Counselor, the Prince of Peace, as your word says, O God. And we just love you and we cry out to you, God. Lord, this world needs you like never before, God. Lord, just rain down your Holy Spirit upon us. Fill us with your love and your grace, O God. Have mercy upon us, O God, Lord. Show your light among men, Lord. Show your light upon those people who do not know you, God, that they will begin to fall down on their faces before you and cry out your name, Jesus, Jesus. How holy art thou, God, almighty God. And we just thank you and we give you the glory, God, for we give you the praise, God, none other like you, God. And we just lift up your name, God, and we just lift up your holy name, God, for you are wonderful and precious, God. Lord, continue to watch over our families and keep us from all hurt, harm, and danger. Watch over our loved ones. Watch over the elderly, O God, in Jesus' name. And we just thank you, God, for everything and all things. We thank you, God, for even, you know, being able to celebrate your birth, Jesus. We just thank you for being able to celebrate and honor your omnipotence and your glory, God. You are so wonderful, God. Hallelujah. We bless your name and we give you the glory in Jesus' name. Amen.